From Branson, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, welcome to the Bull Knobber Hillbilly Jamboree Show.
Get ready for 1 hour of great classy country music with Brand Country Rewind. Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee feature the legends of country music with hits from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Enjoy the music, memories, and milestones of Branson's pioneering shows. It's time to rewind. Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
Good evening, neighbors. This is Mike Patrick, sitting in Grand Country's air-conditioned vault of classic country music with this guy, Jamie Hagee.
We're chilling here. We're chilling. This is Jamie, and we hope you're having a relaxing, great day. And we hope you're ready to kick back and enjoy some great classic country music.
First things, though, classic country lineup tonight includes Loretta Lynn, Farron Young, George Jones and Tammy Wynette, Jeannie Pruitt, and a gospel song from Branson's Gospel Quartet of the Year, New South.
Our featured artist this week is our friend Ray Pillow.
And this week's Vintage Branson Moment features the fifth show to start here in town, the Bobolinks Country Hoedown.
And tonight we kick off our show with the legendary Loretta Lynn.
Loretta is widely considered the first lady of country music. And why, you ask? During her career, she sold 45 million albums worldwide, scored 24 number one hit singles, and 11 number one hit albums.
No doubt she's the most awarded woman in country music, and we're proud to have her kicking off this week's show.
This first song was released in 1960. Here's the first lady of country music, Miss Loretta Lynn, with Honky Tonk Girl.
From my door.
1966, that was the singing sheriff, Baron Young, with Unmitigated Gall.
Mm-hmm. The one thing I'm looking forward to about heaven, there'll be no bills. There'll be no bills
to
pay.
There'll be no bills in heaven.
But we got them right now, so you're going to have to stay with us for our next segment while we pay some of those bills. And coming up, we're going to feature our Spotlight Artist of the Week, which is Mr. Ray Pillow.
That's right. It'll all be right here coming up next on Grand Country Rewind.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree Singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Houston, and the award-winning Grand Band. Featuring hilarious clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits, this show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree. No matter what the weather is outside, Splash Country Indoor Water Park provides hours of family fun. Float your cares away on the lazy river or plunge down the wild tube slides. Watch out for 1,000 gallons of falling water from the tipping bucket. Plan your Grand Country stay by calling 417-335-3535 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
From 1984, that was Ray Pillow with One Too Many Memories.
Good singer, good singer. Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. This is the part of our show where we feature a star who's made great contributions to the world of country music. We're going to give you a little history on their career and spotlight a couple of their biggest hit songs. And this week, well, you don't hear about this guy too much, Mr. Ray Pillow.
Ray Pillow, of course, this was your idea. You suggested we cover Ray today. Appreciate that. Ray was born on July 4th. How about that? July 4th, baby, 1937, in Lynchburg, Virginia. While in school, Ray worked various jobs while also pursuing his dream of a career in country music. After high school, he served 4 years in the U.S. Navy, and after his military service was over, he earned a bachelor's degree in business from Lynchburg College.
During his college years, Ray formed his own band called the Stardusters. There we go. The group played dances and small gatherings in the Lynchburg area at night, while Ray worked for a truck sales company in the daytime. No matter what Ray was doing, music was on his mind. Consumed with dreams of stardom, Ray and his new bride sold all of their belongings so Ray could move to Nashville alone.
Left her behind. For country music. In 1963, Ray started appearing on Martha White, that would be Martha White Flower, sponsored radio and television shows, as well as company road shows. With this success, Ray's wife, Joanne, and the three children, Dale, Selena, and Daryl, were able to bring him to Nashville and put families back together.
Family reunited.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he continued to hone his musical skills in clubs and on radio and television. Then in 1964, Ray was signed by Capitol Records, and his first release titled was the song Left Out, followed by the top 10 hit Thank You, Ma'am. In 1966, Ray teamed up with Gene Shepherd to record two top 10 hits, I'll Take the Dog and Mr. Do... never heard that one. And Mr. Do-It-Yourself.
I've not heard that one. I've heard of I'll Take the Dog.
Really? Wow. This was also the year that he joined, as a member, the Grand Ole Opry.
Over the years, Ray has helped shape the musical career of others, including Lee Greenwood. In the early 1980s, Ray, along with Larry McFadden, brought Lee to Nashville, and their jointly owned music company called Sycamore Valley Music published all of Lee's songs, including the CMA Song of the Year in 1985, God Bless the USA.
That was a good move right there. Today, Ray Pillow continues to perform as a member of the Grand Ole Opry, as well as classic country television programs like Country's Family Reunion, which airs on RFD-TV.
We're going to play a couple songs from our feature star. We start with my pick. Excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. This song. You remember this song?
No, but I've heard you say that many times.
Buck Owens had this out in 1960, and Ray released his version in November of 1972.
Mm-hmm. Following that, you'll hear my pick, After the Lovin'.
I've heard you say that.
Yeah. Engelbert Humperdinck, I'd like to do a whole show on who come up with that name, had a top 10 hit with this song in 1976. Ray recorded it in 1978.
Right now, with this week's featured Rewind artist, here's Ray Pillow.
They just don't know how lost I feel without you. My teardrops never see the light of day. I laugh and joke each time they talk about you. But if they heard my heart, they'd hear it say, excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. There's an aching deep inside, and it just won't be denied. Excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. And I'd better say goodbye before I cry. I guess it's pride that makes me hide my sorrow. I live a lie in all I do and say. My lips may lie and paint a bright tomorrow, but if I told the truth, I'd have to say, excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. There's an aching deep inside, and it just won't be denied. Excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. And I'd better say goodbye before I cry. I'd better say goodbye before I cry. So I sing you to sleep after the loving with a song I just wrote
yesterday. And I hope you can hear what the words and the music have to say. It's so hard to explain everything that I'm feeling face to face. I just seem to go dry. But I love you so much that the sound of your voice can get me high. Thanks for taking me on a one-way trip to the sun. And thanks for turning me into a someone. So I sing you to sleep after the loving. I brush back the hair from your eyes, and the love on your face is so real that it makes me wanna cry. And I know that my song isn't saying anything new. But after the loving, I'm still in love with you. And I know that my song isn't saying anything new, but after the loving, I'm still in love with you.
That was our featured artist this week, Ray Pillow.
Coming up next, we have a great duet from two newcomers here, George Jones and Jimmy Wynette.
We'll see if they're going to make it.
They might. Along with this week's Vintage Branson Moment featuring Branson's fifth show, the Bobolinks Country Hoedown.
You want to sit right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
When you're ready for spectacular music, great vocal harmonies, family comedy, and Ozark hospitality, it's time for the Grand Jubilee, starring Branson's best quartet, New South, featuring the best variety of your favorite tunes of any shows in the Ozarks. It is Branson's most entertaining show. Ask anybody. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country is the place for family fun, and our all-inclusive package has it all. Lodging at Grand Country, Splash Country Water Park passes, unlimited meals and beverages, family passes to all of our shows, unlimited mini golf and go-karts, tickets to Silver Dollar City and Dolly Parton Stampede. Call 888-514-1088 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Stars are me,
Milwaukee, here I come from Nashville, Tennessee. Milwaukee is where we were before we came here, working in a brewery
this beer. You come to me on a payday night, said let's go to Tennessee. So we came down to Nashville to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, we were watching TV, Ernest Tubb was singing loud. I said, that's the man for me, I love him, there's no doubt. I'm leaving you and going now to find out where he's at. And if I can't get him, I'll settle for that bluegrass master plan.
I'm gonna get on that old turnpike and I'm gonna ride. I'm gonna leave this town till you decide which one you love the best, me or Jeffrey Lee. Milwaukee, here I come from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm a-going now and trade my old Ford for an Olds. I might get all drunk up and trade it for a rose. But there's one thing I know for sure, I'll always be blue. There ain't no way to get drunk enough to stop loving you. So I'm gonna get on that old turnpike and I'm gonna ride. I'm gonna leave this town till you decide which one you love the best. Me or Jeffrey Milwaukee, here I come from Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, Milwaukee, here I come from Nashville, Tennessee.
That was George Jones and Tammy Wynette from 1969 with Milwaukee, Here I Come.
This is Bob Mabe, and you're listening to Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and with Jamie Hagee.
It's time for Vintage Branson. Each week we salute one of the first 10 founding shows here in Branson, and this week we honor the Bobolinks Country Hoedown.
That is right. Bob Mabe opened Branson's fifth music show in 1976. Now, Bob was one of the original four May brothers that opened Branson's first founding show, the Ball Knobbers Hillbilly Jamboree, in 1959.
In 1976, Bob sold his share of the Ball Knobbers and purchased land further west on Highway 76, way out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
He then built an 1,800-seat theater, which was the largest theater in the area at that time, and opened up as the Bobolinks in 1977.
And Bob brought a lot of nationally known country music stars to town. In fact, his opening show, you were there.
I was there.
And the guest star was
Ronnie Millsap.
I mean, he was hot in that day, wasn't
mm-hmm.
he? A lot of big hits right then. He was inducted as a member of the Ozarks Music Hall of Fame in November of 1984. And the Bobolinks retired from Branson show business in fall of 1986.
Right now, with this week's Vintage Branson Moment, we're going to feature Bob Mabe himself with a Loretta Lynn song. And the song is called Tippy Toeing.
Will mama go a tippy tippy toeing through the house? Gotta see what's the matter with the baby. It's been a bawling and a squalling and a kicking on the wall. Well, I guess he's dropped still about a baby.
Oh, daddy, come a running with the water and the rag. Gonna need another little diaper, maybe.
No need of hesitating or a wondering and a waiting. I know what's the matter with the baby.
No need of hesitating or a wondering and a waiting. We know what's the matter with the baby. Oh, mama, rock a baby, daddy, rock a baby too. It's a yawning and a getting sleepy, maybe. So, mama, keep a rocking, daddy, rock a little too. Well, at last, it's a sleepy little baby.
Will mama rock a baby, daddy rock a baby too. Gonna try to get a little sleepin' maybe. Whether it'll be a minute or an hour or two, it's depending and tarny on the baby.
Well, I hear the clock a-ringin', just a-dongin' and a-dingin'. Daddy, go and make a little money maybe.
Mama, sleep a little longer, but remember when I'm gone, won't you please take care of the baby.
After all, it's just a little bitty baby. Oh, mama, rock the baby, daddy, rock the baby too. It's a yawning and a getting sleepy, maybe. So, mama, keep a rocking, daddy, rock a little too. Well, at last, it's a sleepy little baby.
At last, it's a sleepy little baby.
At last, it's a sleepy little baby.
Well, I don't know about you. I thought that sounded pretty good right there.
It was great.
That was Bob May, Branson's Fifth Founding Show, the Bobolinks Country Hoedown, with this week's Vintage Branson Moment. And you looked up Bob May in the phone book when you were at what age?
I was about 17, probably.
And someday you're thumbing through the white pages, and you're like, I'm going to make a phone call.
Well, just, I was working at a little gospel show then. I was wanting to maybe progress and get on a bigger country show. And back then, everybody's name was in the phone book. Gary Presley and Bob Mabe and Daryl Plummer. So I just started calling them up one day. You need a fiddle player?
Bob answered the phone.
He sure did. Bob. He said, we don't need anybody right now. But I said, all right, thanks.
Different times. Hey, stay to pay some bills, but stay right here with us. Coming up next, we have a favorite show from our own Branson Country USA show, and entertainment news with Branson's guru of entertainment, Josh Clark from Branson's Tri-Lake News.
Stay with us for more Grand Country Rewind.
The Amazing Pets Show stars an amazing troupe of furry creatures who will win your heart as they perform for your love and laughter. Many have been rescued from shelters across the country. In addition to the four-legged creatures, you will see beautiful exotic birds and many other magical surprises. Voted Branson's Best Specialty Show, Amazing Pets is guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Animal lovers of all ages, call 417-335-2484 or grandcountry.com.
Don't miss our incredible summer fun family vacation package. A two-night stay at Grand Country, passes to Splash Country Water Park, pizzas at Papa Grant's, a $10 game card at the Fun Spot, and a family pass for two shows at Grand Country Music Hall. Priced at only $369. Call 800-828-9068 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country. We'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. You're going to want to stay with us in the upcoming hour for this week's Branson Country USA. All your favorites will be here. New South, Jackie Brown, Melody Hart, the Rhinestone Mafia, Mike Patrick, and myself, along with this week's special guest star from the Sight and Sound Theater's production of Samson, Miss Tina Cool Anderson, will be here. All coming up next on Branson Country USA.
Right now, though, it's time for a favorite moment from right here at Grand Country, and each week we like to take a look back at one of our favorite moments from Branson Country, USA. And this was a good one.
Mm-hmm. This night was August 9th. Go back with us. 2013. It features one of our all-time favorite guests, Miss Leona Williams, with one of the many songs that she co-wrote with Merle Haggard. Now, this song went to number one in 1984. Someday when things are good.
And you know, in country music, I've been lucky to have my songs recorded by some of the great singers, and This song right here was a number one record for a guy named Merle Haggard. It sold a lot of records, made me a lot of money, and I spent it. See if you remember this old song, and it was the title of one of my albums, and anyway, it's called Someday When Things Are Good. I'm gonna leave. Someday when things are good, I'm gonna leave you. Well, I can't seem to go when things are bad. Well, I'll be one more love that you can talk about, and one more what you always be the kind that dreams yesterday and a way of life I never understood. And someday soon I'll be just one more guitar player.
Entertainment news with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
There's people who think they know. There's people in the know.
And then there's me.
I'm looking at the guy who's in the know, folks. Branson Entertainment, Josh Clark.
It's a healthy mix of both, I would think, you know, because sometimes people ask me a question. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know all about that. Yeah, already went and did that. I sat down to write an editorial in the Branson Tri-Lakes News just the other day, and I realized that we are halfway through the year. We're halfway through the season.
You know, I was hanging out with Rob Blackburn last night, and I said, you know, we're almost 4 weeks away from vacation. Do you have any plans yet? He said, I don't know what we're doing. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. But it's 4 weeks away.
Yes. But see, and that's what you need. You need that little beacon of light. You need something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Something, be it vacation, be it a recently announced show at the Welk Resort Theater, which I unfortunately will not be able to attend.
What?
Yeah, I have Friday night footballs.
Oh, right.
Starting, I think we start August 24th
yeah.
on 106.3. I'm the color commentator for the Branson Pirates. So that means that I will be in a play-by-play booth Friday night, September 21st, when David Spade
how about that?
Comes to the Welk Resort Theater.
I thought that was such a cool announcement.
I think it's really awesome. I actually tried for several hours to come up with some sort of catchphrase or some sort of witty headline for the story, because he's got a couple of catchphrases, you know, from Saturday Night Live and whatnot. But I just couldn't find anything, because a lot of people know him from Joe Dirt. Yeah. A lot of people know him from Just Shoot Me, won like an Emmy. You know, he's got Stand Up, all those Adam Sandler movies. I think it's going to be a fun night. This is a little bit different, because not only is it a stand-up show, but it's an 18 and over show. So you can expect some, what's the expression we use in the business? Blue. He's working blue. So I would imagine that. So if you've seen him before, you know what to expect. But it should be a fun night.
Oh, I think it's a great announcement. And, of course, Dennis Quaid's coming back.
Yeah.
You talk about names like you put those together.
From Quaid to Spade.
Yeah. Ooh. There's
how about
headline.
That? Yeah, Dennis Quaid will be here July 28th.
Yeah.
That's just a couple Saturdays away at the old Mansion Theater. I got to see him last year, and he really is awesome, dude.
Great entertainer, and he embraced the area, the community. I mean, he was involved in a parade. He was signing every autograph,
hundreds of selfies. Like, he wants to be here. This is his groove. This is where he likes to be. He told me that he liked the people.
Yeah.
He told me that he liked the overall feeling that he gets when he's here in the Midwest. And another cool thing is, he's not one of these movie stars that's like, oh, I'm a serious actor and I'm a serious musician. Like, he told me, he said, tell people, come to see a movie star, stay for the music. Which, I mean,
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that's July 28th. You know, we talked about the David Spade and then the Quaid, and there's another show that I actually saw earlier this week that I had not seen this year, and that was the Amazing Pets show here at our very own Grand Country Music Hall.
What did you think?
You know, I always love that show. The kids are so excited.
Yep.
It's one of those few shows, like, when we go to shows and we're hanging out in the theater before, a lot of folks aren't talking. There's not a lot of noise. Everybody's real quiet. They're kind of listening to the announcements or whatever. Nah.
Yeah.
Amazing Pets, there's that anticipation in the crowd that you can...
And do you have any pets at home? Do you have a cat or
dog? Yeah, we have a dog, Jack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think when you have a pet and then you see these pets performing, particularly, you know, I'm a cat owner, and, you know, cats don't do many things on command.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine don't.
No.
They've got me on command.
Yeah,
but
how Valeri got those animals to jump from one thing to another, to walk on tight ropes, to dress up as Batman and walk out on the stage. Really cool. It's a lot of fun. And I think the thing that a lot of folks take away is the fact that the kids are involved in just about any aspect. As long as when the pets aren't on stage, the kids are.
Absolutely.
Which is really cool.
When the show's hosted by, you know, Shannon Thomas and Applejack.
Applejack.
And you couldn't get a better host.
Uh-huh.
For a kid's pet show.
No, because he's a big old kid.
Absolutely.
I mean, he really is. And when he plays a song and has a sing-along, it's just really fun, man. It's a good pace. You know, you get introduced to the pets, and then Shannon comes out and has fun with the kids. And then, because when the pets are out, you know, everybody's still and quiet. You know, that's the, ooh, let's focus on the stage.
Yeah.
But it is. It's a perfect show. And plus, as ridiculously hot as it has been, it's a great way for the entire family to come in and cool off.
Oh, boy.
How about that?
That's a sales pitch
there. That's right.
But, you know, it really is. You know, and, of course, Grand Country never sleeps. We say that often. But, you know, on these 100-degree days, the fun spot's full.
Mm-hmm.
The water park's full because, you know, it's 82 degrees always in the water park.
I was about to say, not in fun spot. It's in the 70s in fun spot.
Yeah,
it's nice
cooler
and cool
in there.
Yeah.
So we invite you always come to Grand Country. We like great packages if you're listening. And, in fact, I just wanted to say, you know, if you talking about the David Spade or any of these concerts, you know, I know a lot of folks listen to us in Joplin and that's part of the state. Make it a weekend in Branson.
Totally.
Come down because, you know, you're not going to drive home after the show. There's great lodging, whether it's Grand Country or, you know, Chateau's right next door to Welk, and the Welk has their own lodging.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun things to do. Table Rock Lake.
And, you know, a lot of folks maybe have been to Branson before but haven't been back in a while.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I like to tell people. It's everything that you remember, but more than you're going to forget when you come back. Because there are obviously not everything is here that was here back in the day. But there's enough of that nostalgia to bring people back that have that preconceived notion. But there's so much newness here. Be it a giant attraction or a new roller coaster or a new show or a quality show that's been around forever.
Yeah.
Man, that's the best.
Well, and you know, sometimes you live here, you miss some of those things. I just saw in the paper an ad for the museum, the Ralph Foster Museum at the College of the Ozarks.
It's awesome.
Which, you know, folks, they have the actual car that was used in Beverly Hillbillies.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a picture of it. And I just think, I haven't been out there in a while. So anyway, there are plenty of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Stay up with Josh. All over the place, and you know what's going on.
Every Wednesday and Saturday, Branson Tri Lakes News. Every Thursday, Branson Live, free on your newsstands. Every Friday and Saturday morning on 106.3 KRZK. And then we wrap it up with a bow on this fine program.
Satin sheets to lie on, satin pillows to cry on. Still, I'm not happy, don't you?
Satin sheets to lie on.
by popular demand. Branson's Best Quartet, New South, sings all your gospel favorites. This two-hour Southern Gospel extravaganza takes you from the early roots of Southern Gospel to hand-clapping gospel hits of today. From the Jordanaires to Bill Gaither, this show leaves you walking a little higher. Jackie Brown and Jim Dandy are also featured on Gospel Classics. For tickets and information, call Grand Country Music Hall at 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. Located in the heart of Branson, Grand Country is the total vacation experience. With lodging, water parks, live shows, mini golf, a family arcade center, multiple dining choices, and shopping, your family will love Grand Country's fun and convenience. Call 417-335-3535 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. We hope you've had a good time with us here this week. We sure have. Hope we played something that you like. If there's something you'd like to hear, you can always email us now here at rewind@grandcountry.com, and we're going to see what we can do about that.
Absolutely. And stay with us for Branson Country USA coming up next, right after this gospel song with New Sal. I'll Fly Away.
Been beautiful. Let's put our hands together like a bunch of hillbillies now. We'll get on out of here, all right?
Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Grand Country Rewind is produced from the vault of classic country music at Grand Country Music Hall, located on the famed 76 Country Boulevard in Branson, Missouri. Our executive producer is Glenn Robinson. Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Production manager is Rachel Conroy. Our box office and group tour manager is Selena Campbell. And director of marketing and sales is Tate Womack. For information about planning a fun-filled visit to Branson, call our friendly folks at 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From Mike Patrick, Jamie Hagee, and everyone at Grand Country, thank you for joining us for this week's Grand Country Rewind.
From Branson, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, welcome to the Bull Knobber Hillbilly Jamboree Show.
Get ready for 1 hour of great classy country music with Grand Country Rewind. Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee feature the legends of country music with hits from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Enjoy the music, memories, and milestones of Branson's pioneering shows. It's time to rewind. Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
Good evening, neighbors. This is Mike Patrick, sitting in Grand Country's air-conditioned vault of classic country music with this guy, Jamie Hagee.
We're chilling here. We're chilling. This is Jamie, and we hope you're having a relaxing, great day, and we hope you're ready to kick back and enjoy some great classic country music.
First things, though, classic country lineup tonight includes Loretta Lynn, Farron Young, George Jones and Tammy Wynette, Jeannie Pruitt, and a gospel song from Branson's Gospel Quartet of the Year, New South.
Our featured artist this week is our friend Ray Pillow.
And this week's Vintage Branson Moment features the fifth show to start here in town, the Bobolinks Country Hoedown.
And tonight we kick off our show with the legendary Loretta Lynn.
Loretta is widely considered the first lady of country music. And why, you ask? During her career, she sold 45 million albums worldwide, scored 24 number one hit singles, and 11 number one hit albums.
Mm-hmm. No doubt she's the most awarded woman in country music, and we're proud to have her kicking off this week's show.
This first song was released in 1960. Here's the first lady of country music, Miss Loretta Lynn, with Honky Tonk Girl.
Plans that we once made. guess you'd think that I'm a fool, but you're the one that's blew their cool. I don't love you anymore, so get away from my door and let me live, live, live.
From 1966, that was the singing sheriff, Baron Young, with Unmitigated Gall.
Mm-hmm. The one thing I'm looking forward to about heaven, there'll be no bills. There'll be no bills to pay.
There'll be no bills in heaven.
But we got them right now, so you're going to have to stay with us for our next segment while we pay some of those bills. And coming up, we're going to feature our Spotlight Artist of the Week, which is Mr. Ray Pillow.
That's right. It'll all be right here coming up next on Grand Country Rewind.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Houston, and the award-winning Grand Band. Featuring hilarious clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits, this show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree. No matter what the weather is outside, Splash Country Indoor Water Park provides hours of family fun. Float your cares away on the lazy river or plunge down the wild tube slides. Watch out for 1,000 gallons of falling water from the tipping bucket. Plan your Grand Country stay by calling 417-335-3535 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.